Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN repeater Flint. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. The Great 38.
KB8DXQ testing on the 38, Burton.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
KB8DXQ clear. KDAZXQ clear.
Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Partly cloudy. 46 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 53 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint.
TV8DX2 via Echo Link.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny, 57 degrees.
You Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 61 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
WHYRC Mobile.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees.
KD8IWS Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 70 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly sunny, 70 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 73 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees.
This is WAFU testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. WD8PKL. Over here by Saginaw. Bob here. You're getting through the repeater perfectly. Yeah, thank you. I'm at the repeater site, so I am literally touching the repeater right now. And so I was just trying to see if everything was working. We did some work on the GPS units for this thing and making sure everything's copacetic. I do appreciate the check, though. Let me know it's all working.
Yeah, I believe he's on the 3-1, John. You may have the link's working perfectly. KCAELQ.
Okay, real good. And I think I hear Paul in there as well. Yeah, Paul. Yeah, we're working on the Mount Clemens right now. I finally got the GPS puck for the RTCM outside because I kept losing master clock. It was weird. Every morning around 7 a.m. for about half an hour, I would drop and lose master clock. I'd lose my GPS. Now, I was in a northern exposure window, so I think the sun coming up had something to do with it, you know, or something. I don't know. Weird. But we just got it outside. And plus, I got the Mount Clemens GMRS machine back online, Big Wub, right?
Good deal. I'm just portable here on the front porch, repairing the squirrel damage from over the winter, getting that all taken care of. I was just taking a little bit of a break. Them buggers, they do some serious damage.
Okay, I'll let you get back to it then. I appreciate the check, and I'm going to get to other things. We got two or three machines we're working on right now. Take care. W8FU.
Talk to you later, Sean, and have a good afternoon. I'll be monitoring this and CMN2. KCHELQ.
Degree 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 74 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 71 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, repeater Flint.
NAWCB, this is Kate Lyon.
KAYNU, good evening. This is NAWCB. How was your day today? I mean, hey, you're now three quarters of the way through with one more to go.
It was horrible. I was called to call all day, and I just never could catch up. So, how was your day?
Well, I remember you saying that kind of a wait and see on tomorrow what it was going to bring, and sadly, I guess that happened. But I guess it's behind you. Whatever it's called, it's all days. But I guess things the day move on. But we're doing pretty good here. I got to enjoy sitting outside earlier this morning. It's a beautiful day, beautiful things. Listen to some of the. Those on the radio today, and didn't get in or try to check in, but just enjoyed just kind of sitting back today. We're hanging in there.
That's all right. Did you say you were able to have a good conversation, or you just got to listen to them?
No, I just listened in a couple of people there on the DART, the computer DART repeater today. I didn't try to check in anywhere. I thought, hey, you know what? I'm just going to listen and just kind of kick back and relax today. It was just nice. The morning was peaceful here and not a lot of traffic or people out. It was beautiful weather just to sit outside. And definitely a rewarding time.
Good. Sounds like a good day today. Did you get my email about the upcoming meeting?
Yes, I did. Definitely changed the plans there, and I got the Windlink session, training session. I think that'll be favorable for the group at that specific time. Glad Riley is going to be able to come down and help out in that way.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about it. A lot of guys have been asking about it, so it'll be a good class. Definitely work styles, meetings and stuff, so bump it in a week, it'll be good.
Well, sometimes you got to be flexible in that regard. You can always have a death this week, like getting pinned in the email, and like I say, I think this is something that's needed. I think Windlink is the wave of things right now, and definitely in using it, obviously, was using that, that sounds like, and just like I say, I think it's the wave of the future there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely, it's good to learn, and with the sets and different things with the state, that's kind of the way, the preferred way to turn forms in and go to have it. It's nice to know.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it's, I don't have a lot of experience with it, but I'm sure it's an upgrade to pack it from the past. Being able to use it. I know the state would indicate there in the sending every half hour or so updates and say it's to be able to submit a report in to them and that's part of the everyday process. The airwaves are tied up, you don't have that available. Electronic means to be able to do it.
Yeah, definitely for sure. So it's good. It's exciting. It's gonna be a good class. Looking forward to it, and for sure. Hopefully, we'll get a lot of sign-ups for it. But I know there's quite a few that have asked about it, or asked when we're gonna do it. So it's gonna be good.
Yes, I agree. And again, that's one of many types of training sessions that can take place. I think that's a high priority right now because again, the other surrounding counties use it quite a bit, and so that will make it more compatible and knowledgeable with them.
Definitely. It's like you said, it's nice to know. It's good to have, good tool to have, and the way to get forms in and communicate. So it'll be good.
Do we have any more check-ins before we get to Bill?
We'll work on something else once we get that dealt with.
Yes, I agree on that. I agree. And plus, with your circumstances this week, you weren't going to be able to attend. Now how it works out, you'll be able to attend that training session.
It works out nicely. It does. So it'll be good. It's good to have. So I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. I'd be interested to see you be able to communicate. If you're in throughout the state here, and I'm sure, and be able to try out maybe some meetings while you're up north there.
We might train on that. We might that might be the next training activity. There is send out a WinLink message or send out some type of WinLink forum or something. That way, you kind of get some practice on it, and get to know it, and understand what we're doing with it. So.
Yes, there you go. Just practice, see how it works, see how it's going to practice as a group. Again, these are the times to do it. During the down times, might as well. And, Micah, he's up on it as well. So that's all a good thing as well.
I thought about too, seeing if maybe we could do a Morse code or something like that type of training class. I know that might take up a little bit more time, but yeah, we'll see. I'm kicking more ideas around, so we'll see.
Yeah, there again, there's another mode, and again, I'm sure there's a lot of guys that have done that. I got in under the no code there years ago, there, the tech light, but you can always learn, and and always others that have done it, I'm sure could pick up a key and just have at it there. And we've got another means of communication.
It's a good source of communication there too. I mean, definitely don't want it to become a lost art. It's an art that's fading, but I think that it's important to know and important to have and get it before it's gone, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's something that kind of scared me off years ago. Mr. Hart got me more exposed to tea and something in the buzzer there that we hooked up, and I was kind of neat there, practiced it a little bit, and like I say, I just got busy with other things, and didn't apply myself probably the way I should have. I could have picked up on it and learned it. It's a lot easier as a younger person to do it. Somebody that's nice and starting to wear and tear there a little bit. The shifting gears don't work very good anymore.
I think you could probably take it off pretty easy. Take a little bit of work, but I think you can do it.
I have been working on it. A lot of the letters and transmit there, send a message. It's just receiving that I'm struggling with. But like I say, if you have the time, pick it back up. It's not going to put a lot of pressure upon myself to do it. If I can, great. If not, enjoy this form of communication
there's no pressure in it, you know. There's no rush to get it down. And I've been studying my general license, trying to get that all down pat. Gonna upgrade here. The bird almost hit the car. That's funny. I'm gonna try to upgrade if I can and get my general up.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. Again, I think in where you're at right now, that would probably be a good upgrade for you and something to look forward to the future. And I know that if Mike could get the board, he probably would upgrade as well. But it gives you more privileges and again the responsibilities. Some of these guys, set up at the park, field day and those kinds of things and make a lot of contacts there out there. So Jenny's and voice, CW, all those different modes of communication are all in there.
Yeah, it seems like it's a lot of fun and it'll open up in a whole new set of frequencies. Different things, so it'll be good. Good upgrade.
Yeah, there you go. There you go on that one. So, like I say, I'm thinking about it, and it's like something else that comes up. I'm be able to sit down and do it, and not study it, and then put it down, weeks later, have something else going, try to pick it back up again. I want to be able to consistently do that. Like I did years ago when I was studying for the tech, I was able to get on there once a day and work with that. And it just seems like there's always other things going on. But,
Exactly. You've got to go with, you know, with what time you've got and, you know, different things. So take a little bit at a time here and there and, you know, upgrade when we can. It's good. You know, it's good stuff to have. I've enjoyed ham radio. It's been a lot of fun. The whole hobby itself is a lot of fun.
Yes, I concur with you on that one. I agree. You know, it is a lot of fun to work with. Even if you don't have the equipment yet, the need might be there. You can get on AJOP and, some reason to be able to be safe, just for the fun of it. But, hey, you'll have it, and who knows? You might build out that jack a little bit more.
Okay, Wayne. The goal is to get another radio this time, get an HF rig. Once I get my general, that's my reward to myself. So.
Well, they come and see me. Yes, absolutely. I don't blame. Just care if you're able to get it. Hey, why not? You're able to buy new, that's great. There's a lot of ham radio slots coming, dates coming up here soon, and there's a lot of opportunity for slots and buying new equipment and stuff that's out there. Meet up with other hands out there too.
Yeah, for sure. I know the two door magnets have been pretty cool because made some contacts that way. I was heading into church the one day and a guy stopped me. He's like, "You're in ham radio." He's like, "What frequency do you transmit on?" And I told him, you know, I'm tech right now, I'm working on my general, and I told him a little bit about ARPSC, and he's like, "I'm gonna have to look you guys up."
Yeah, definitely. It's a good, it's a good conversation starter, and people ask questions about that. You know, whether you got a roof antenna on the roof of your car, or the magnet mounts there. Again, it's a good advertisement for ARPSC and actually ham radio in general. So. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's great. And somebody at church, that's even better. Hopefully they're ham, or hopefully they'll be interested in it.
Yeah, definitely. He was a ham. I missed his call sign because I was just kind of thrown back that he came up and talked to me. And it surprised me on that, Yeah, maybe get his call sign here the next time I see him, and get some more time to sit down and talk with him. So, but it's been good. It's been good. We have had a lot of good contacts, a lot of good people stop and ask, hey, what's ARPSC, and so it's good advertisement, but it's also good for the hobby as well.
I agree on that one. And, of course, if you know his name, too, you can always look him up on QRZ also. And I'm sure, get some information there, get his call sign that way. Some of the guys, they put down a little bit of information about themselves or what equipment they have or, there's really some interesting accounts on some of these guys I look up on QRZ. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll have to do that. I'll have to link him up and see what his call sign is, but go from there. So Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and relax and enjoy the beautiful weather. But I appreciate the QSO on the way north and good conversation. And looking forward to talking tomorrow. Hopefully, guys, get out and spend some time outside, enjoy the weather, and enjoy dinner tonight.
Yes, indeed. We'll have to see how things go here tonight. Bob continues to be on the mend. A little bit of coughing here and there, but talking to you tonight. Thanks for the ride along, and I'm going to have to do this again. Definitely enjoy your evening. Beautiful outside, and I wish the family hello. Wish a real happy Mother's Day tomorrow as well. 73 88 for you and the family. This is November 8th, Whiskey Charlie Bravo, and we will be clear on your flight.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi, and we'll give her a call here tomorrow and wish her happy Mother's Day. You guys enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you soon. This is KYAU, and I'm clear of the channel.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 64 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
KB8OOE.
With CH, Foxtrot, Romeo, Radio 6.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 60 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.